WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of mental fitness training. Now, who else out there feels like they're constantly chasing some imaginary finish line of perfection? Ever feel like you're judging yourself harder than anyone else ever could? Yeah, me too. And trust me, that endless pursuit of flawlessness? It's a total mind trap. Today, we're busting out of that cage and diving headfirst into the liberating world of imperfection. Let's get real for a minute. Perfectionism is like that nagging inner critic who whispers doubts in your ear every time you try something new. Not good enough, it says. You'll mess up, so don't even bother. And believe me, that voice can be seriously loud, especially when we're talking about our big dreams and goals. It's like trying to build a skyscraper on quicksand. You put in the effort, but without a solid foundation, everything crumbles. But here's the game changer. True strength lies not in avoiding mistakes, but in learning from them. Think of your imperfections as stepping stones, those little bumps in the road that actually lead to growth and self-discovery. Embrace those stumbles, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. So, how do we break free from this perfectionism prison? First up, recognize the illusion. Perfection is a myth, a constantly shifting target that keeps you running in circles. It's not about being flawless, it's about progress, about showing up consistently and giving your best effort even when it feels messy. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts its usual routine, call it out. Hey, say to yourself, is this really true? Is this thought helping me or holding me back? Often, those voices are just fear-based projections, not reflections of reality. Third, focus on the process, not just the outcome. Enjoy the journey, savor the small wins along the way. Celebrate each step forward, no matter how small it seems. Remember, success isn't a destination, it's a series of choices we make every day. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. You wouldn't berate your bestie for making a mistake, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. And finally, remember that true fulfillment comes from living authentically, embracing our strengths and vulnerabilities. Don't let the fear of imperfection keep you from sharing your gifts with the world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palm sweating, and that inner critic is going full throttle. What if I freeze up? What if they laugh? Now, here's where embracing imperfection comes in. Instead of letting those thoughts paralyze you, take a deep breath, acknowledge the nerves, and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. You're human. Even seasoned speakers get butterflies. Focus on delivering your message authentically, connecting with your audience, and learning from the experience. You might stumble over a word or two, but guess what? The world won't end. You'll still rock that presentation. See, this isn't about lowering your standards, it's about setting yourself free. By letting go of the need for perfection, you open the door to genuine growth, self-acceptance, and a whole lot more joy along the way. So, are you ready to ditch the pressure and embrace the awesomely imperfect journey? Take a moment right now to reflect on a situation where you felt held back by perfectionism. What could you have done differently? How can you shift your mindset to embrace imperfection in that area of your life? Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym and join our growing community on social media. Share this episode with a friend who needs a reminder that it's okay to not be perfect because trust me, we all need that nudge now and then. Until next time, keep your mind sharp, your spirits high, and remember, embrace the awesomely imperfect you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.